there's no better feeling than a personal win. And the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Hear that? It's the sound of someone whacking the ground with a rake. Specifically, they're beating around the bush, which we've done enough of in this ad too, so let's get right to it. The new Moneymaker scratch-off from the Ohio Lottery doesn't beat around the bush. Moneymaker. Play the game and you could win money. Up to $2 million. With more than $88 million in prizes, ranging from $50 to $500, Moneymaker cuts right to the cash. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
This is your typical radio ad while eating a Crunch Bar.
This is Automatic of Otto's Used Cars. This weekend only, we're having a whale! Bring the kids. See for yourself. It is huge. Gonna make a big splash. No other dealer can say they have a whale like this.
When things sound dull, turn up the fun with Crunch.
I wasn't here last week.
You know? Oh, you weren't?
Yeah. Come on.
Wait, why weren't you here last week?
I was in New York, in Jersey.
Oh, yeah. I saw, okay, this is the funniest. I saw him take
a
picture.
Wait, was that a bit?
No, I swear, I forgot. Okay. He had a picture of this fool in front of the nightclub he performed at.
Shout out Mission, yeah.
And he looked like the door guy. Because he had that coat, like the door guy coat.
I had the trench coat.
I had the
pea coat.
Yeah.
You know what it was? You know how I was at Mission when I lived in New York.
Yeah.
Rolled up there in sweatpants a few times. I was never really like dressed appropriately for the club. So I wanted to redeem myself and went there straight up looking like the owner of the club.
Well, the interesting thing about the New York nightclub that we used to frequent, Circle, rest in peace.
Rest in peace.
When you wouldn't come with the proper dress code, they would have a spare
pants for
outfit, like whether it's pants or shoes, because if you wore like Timberland boots, you couldn't get in.
Yeah.
And they would have a spare pair of shoes that you could change into to go in. Was that specifically for you?
No,
they did.
What?
You wouldn't know this because you'd be the only one that can offer thing.
I'm the only one that uses amenity, but yes. It was, it's the secret Rick outfit.
But was that because like they wanted to accommodate like the homies that would not be ready for?
No. I begged them, It was one of those situations where if I couldn't get in, I would be the only one stranded outside and go back home.
So, I do want to get to the root of this problem with you.
No, wait. First of all, though, I do want to show the gravity of the situation that you put yourself in.
It's like
you were trying to check off all the boxes of not getting in. You're like, no ID, no dress code, brought 500 dudes and no girls.
Yeah.
It's like you were really like trying your
hardest.
I was
the anti-admission.
Well, I want to get to the root of it. Like, when you go to a spot, do you legitimately forget your ID? Or do you just like it's not in your checklist of things when you leave the door outside of your house?
Why isn't it just in your wallet?
I just want to know.
Right.
I've never picked your brain about this. This has been something
this
that's
good.
Been
Let's talk about
a
it.
Long
Let's talk
time. About it. What is it? What is the thing?
I want to test my pool. Do you know what I'm saying?
No, I mean, be real.
I'm
I want to know.
With you. That's
I don't
what it is.
No, first of all, I don't like I know the that's bulkiness. Not it because you have no pool. That's not it. Like, there's no thing to test.
No, that's what it is.
I can tell you that's failed that test, Jack.
No. I only fail at a. I have door disciples everywhere, bro. You need to chill the fuck out. Don't forget who you're talking to right now.
Hold on.
Don't forget who you're talking to. I don't like the bulkiness of a wallet in the back pocket. You know what I mean? I don't like. Have an additional weight. I like my weight being symmetrical in my body. You know, if there's a little lean towards this way, I don't like doing that. So I like going there with nothing. Sweats, preferably, just so I can let my balls breathe. You know what
but
I mean?
So you're saying that you those aren't the rules at this spot.
Mm.
And you're going to try to go and get in with the attire that's not proper for the
thing. My thing is this, man. They don't realize who we are and don't let us in because of my dress. It's like, I don't need to go in. That's how I feel. That's how I always felt.
Okay,
I don't do that to new spots.
But let me tell you this.
I don't do it to new.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like you're really making it challenging. Because first of all, I know you don't already have the pool. You could be fully dressed, right?
Right.
I'm not taking anything away from you.
Cool. I'm here with you.
I'm not saying I'm this shit either. I don't get into Matt Aiden clubs either.
If you're Pharrell, then it would...
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. If you are Pharrell.
Yeah.
But I know... You're an underground rap guy. I'm just saying, me too. I'm not going to get in everywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's why I'm ready. Like, I have my attire and all this stuff to get in.
It doesn't even roll off the tongue. Like, it's like, oh, yeah, that's Pharrell. You know, that makes sense. But like, no, that's lyrics from the Year of the Ox.
Yeah.
It doesn't even roll off the tongue. It's not in doorman language.
Yeah.
That's not in the doorman vocabulary.
That's way too many syllables.
Yeah.
That's way too many syllables for free admission.
So I'm just trying to see what's going through your head.
Yeah. Well, it's just I guess it's something I need to change. You know what I mean?
You know what I noticed about you though? You're actually cool with being like, we go to get to the door, and obviously we want you to come in with us.
Yeah, yeah.
But when they deny you, you're just like, yeah, don't worry, I'll be at the Chipotle. Like, you're willing to wait.
Yeah, yeah.
4 hours at the Chipotle across the street.
For sure.
But then that ruins the rest of the homies' times too, because we don't want to hear our homie like wait.
I guarantee you, it didn't.
Rex already in.
It never ruined your time.
Don't
act like you waited out there.
No,
what are you talking about? Ruined your time.
It just kind of sucks that like we can't have the homie in with us having a time.
It's
very
scarce now. You know what I mean? It's very scarce now. I'm usually very prepared to go wherever you want to go.
Can I suggest something?
Yeah, don't say fanny pack.
No.
Swear to God. I swear to God, if you say Merce or anything around that realm.
I do suggest a fanny pack or, you know, the necklaces where you hold the IDs in the future.
Yeah.
But now I know why old people have that. It's like they were you when they were young.
Right.
You know what I mean? But I do got
like a cop.
Yeah. Could I suggest something?
Yeah.
Can I hold your ID?
Ooh.
Can I hold the spare of your ID?
Absolutely. Are you willing to take that
I'm
duty?
Willing to do that. Trust me.
All right.
What kind of wallet do you have? You have a fat, bulky one that opens up.
Yeah.
Huh?
What kind of wallet do you have?
A little ridge.
Slim down.
Money clip one.
I don't know why I have that. I have like the old leather foldable. You know what I mean?
What are you holding? What kind of cards? Can I see it?
No, I didn't bring my wallet yet.
I got one of those.
You didn't bring your wallet,
dude. I get free admission here, bro. What do you mean?
No, I'm just saying. Like,
what is this mission?
You don't bring your ID, just your wallet.
No,
to places?
I don't. If I get pulled over and a cop asks for my ID, I like having no ID, dude.
What I don't understand about that, right?
I'm
understanding if you don't bring your wallet because on your phone you have the tap.
I have everything.
No, you don't.
I do.
You don't.
Samsung bin had that.
You couldn't.
The Android's bin had that way before you guys had Apple wallets, bro.
You got a microchip where?
I got a come on.
If I asked you to Venmo something right now, you couldn't do it because you don't have Venmo. You don't have Cash App. You have some weird Android thing. Like,
yo, bro, relax. You don't have PayWell?
Yeah, it's like, he's like, could I Rocket Cash you? Like, what's that?
You don't have Cash Friend? What do you don't have? You guys use PayPal?
Yo, so you're going to hold his ID for him?
I will hold it.
Yo, that's a funny thing because it's like, when you have a friend, right?
Mm.
Do you, like, you're enabling him by doing that, right? But then at some point, you're like,
as
my close friend, you're like, fuck it. If it's going to get him into places, I'll do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's
IDFD over here, dude? You know what I mean?
I just feel like, I mean, why not? You know what I mean? Just hold it. I know that'll come in. I promise you it'll come in.
Or have
in
like
handy
a spare ID that, you know?
Yeah.
Like get two copies or something.
But we did our damn thing at Mission, man. It was crazy. I did see that picture. I did look like part of the security team.
You didn't need an ID that night. Because you're performing.
Bro, the facial was the ID. You know what I mean? But it was.
You felt good about it.
It was a great night.
Could I ask you? You also performed at a high school.
I definitely did.
I am not a lie.
Yeah.
A high school is.
I'm
one
not
of
a
the,
lie.
Well, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, yeah.
A high school seems like one of the more terrifying places to perform.
Because
kids are like savage.
Yeah, they are.
You know what I mean? Like they have their own interests. Like at this point, we're like really removed from that world.
Right.
So I feel like that'd be a terrifying thing. But this particular high school.
I haven't stepped into a high school in over 10 years. Like, when's the last time you stepped into a high school?
But this particular high school has 70% Korean student.
Yeah. Majority Korean American. Pal Park High School is nuts. A lot of the faculty were Korean as well. You know what I mean?
That has to be one of the most Korean student body high schools in the country.
It was crazy. I don't think there's like LA. Huh?
Did they know about you? Like,
Yeah. So it's crazy. The school, the faculty played our music a week prior, like every day. It was weird. It was like, it was part of the mayor. I don't know exactly what I don't know exactly what the program was.
Like before class started, yeah. Before the national anthem, was like stampede on, stampede on.
No, it was great, bro. So they performed in front of 400 people.
They prepped them.
Yeah, they prepped them, and it was the setup was inside a gymnasium.
So they groomed them to like hear the ox,
100%, dude. They got them ready, and G2 as well. G2, yeah, traveling with G2 is
what.
He's a kid, man. You know,
what do you mean? Like
babysitting a
really donze. Felt that way?
Oh my gosh.
That's so crazy because I feel like traveling with you feels like that for me.
Dude, with the levels of the shit? Yeah, nah.
Elaborate. What?
Nah, but.
Wait, hold on. Could I say something about that though? You're saying that, but the first IG story I saw on their shit when they got to the airport
was when I lost my phone.
You lost your phone the first 5 minutes you're at the airport.
I didn't lose my phone. I didn't lose my phone. It was inside my bag. Yes.
Do you speak highly of yourself of responsibility? Do you think highly of yourself?
No, absolutely not.
Can I just tell you? You shouldn't.
I never do.
I just want to tell you that right now.
I know. Just when I'm thinking of other things, it's just, I get absent-minded sometimes, man. And you know what it was?
When you're thinking of a lot of things,
you get absent-minded. You know, you're looking a mile in front of you and you don't see the 5 inches ahead of you. You know what I mean? There's things like that. And I just need to worry. I need to work on my depth perception.
You know what? You know what I think the solution is?
What?
You just got to work harder.
Yeah.
To get more famous and more popular so that you have somebody taking care of all the shit for you. You have an assistant that runs around and it's just your
well,
guy.
Ray, I mean, I honestly, I'm not going to be real. I know I'm coming in a little hot and it's like, it's
I'm not
going to
be
bitty.
Real
it's
is what
a,
you just
no,
said.
It's, I'm going to be real. It's, okay. It sounds a little bittish, but bittish. There's a little bit. It's a,
there's
we're
doing
truth
a to bit. The bit. There's
we're
truth to the
bit.
Bit
but yeah, yeah. It's time, bro.
100%.
It's time.
100%. When the last time?
Wait, hold on. What did G2 do? I want to know what G2 did.
G2 is just a very, when we go to eat somewhere, right?
Mm.
He likes to order for everybody because he wants to eat a certain thing. And we're like, nah, let's split this up. Let's get this dish. Let's switch it up. There's a little pidori. There's a little, how do I say it? Not a childishness. But just a little, you have to kind of lose to him sometimes. Chojoyade.
Oh, you mean like there's like a selfishness?
Yeah, a little. It comes from youth. It comes from just like, yo, trust me. I know what I want. You guys don't know.
But I mean, what,
you know?
Isn't he just like, oh, like this will be good?
Nah, because the stuff that he orders is whack.
Ooh.
It's not even on the taste buds. It's not on the element that I want. You know? But, I've realized it's like, oh, man, this. He's a peer, but also he's like a little bro, But this is the first time I actually saw him perform in a long time, like on stage, like respectable sound system. That motherfucker goes all out. G2 is a great performer. Mission, they said the people that were there, they're like, that was one of the best performances that they've seen at the club.
Wow.
So it was incredible.
Okay, well, I'll be the judge of that.
Yeah. You son of a bitch.
Well, anyways, I'm glad your New York trip went well.
Yeah.
It was pretty short too, right?
It was pretty short.
You did like karaoke.
It was a week, but it went by really fast.
You saw Danny Awkwafina?
Yeah, shout out Danny. Awkwafina could not make it. She did hit us up though.
Mm.
Danny came out. We did the quintessential MK.
Okay.
Is it snowing there yet?
No, not at all. Damn. Not at all. Yo, New York has changed, man. They are really outside. I completely forgot how much I love New York, bro. You know, Yax originated from the East Coast too, like the city.
Yes, I'm fully
so
aware of this.
So our following, our Ox gang, so like it was strong out there. But dude, like I come back to LA, where are the people? Like in New York, they're all like on the streets. You see the populace, you see them. And then you come out here and there's nobody. It's just like not.
It is kind of interesting that we have some of the best weather and environment.
And there's no strollers.
It's cold outside right now, bro.
It's not cold.
Look at Rec. Look at this guy. Can you believe this guy fucking New York? You know what I mean? I can't believe
once
that.
Oh, it feels so good to find this cold.
I feel like you've always been an indoor guy, even in New York.
What do you mean? I was always outside.
Were you?
Yeah. Like always, I would go places without a plan, and then just be like, can I pull up?
Yeah, but a certain level of gaming requires you to be indoors.
Yeah, but I would game at night.
Oh, night gamer.
Yeah, night gamer.
Okay,
no, but I would. There were times where, I had to be somewhere at like 3, and I would be in the city by like 12 because I was somewhere else, and I would just walk. I would wander. I'd like go from like Grand Central, all these like Chinatown,
he does
stroll, listen to music. That's one thing about LA. Like, I don't, listen to a lot of music, I realized. Because like, I don't have like so much downtime.
Yeah.
Because in New York, I was always taking the train, always taking the bus. I was always walking.
Yeah, I'll admit, like music, a lot of times I listen to the most when I'm trekking somewhere.
Yeah.
Driving.
Yeah, for sure.
Know? Speaking of gaming, someone just got a PS5.
Wait, who got a
Rex Dizzy got a PS5?
Why? I wasn't going to disclose that information.
Why?
Holy shit, you give me...
Actually, you know what?
The IRS.
I did kind of... So IRS, I'm sure they're watching you. I actually did wonder why you didn't actually even share that on IG story. I feel like that'd be like a big Christmas moment, you know?
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. Did you give him the PS5?
No, I didn't.
You bought a PS5?
Yeah, I bought a PS5, but I need my Oculus Rift.
Wait, you have a PS5. You bought a PS5?
I need my Oculus Rift back, bro.
You got a PS5 for real?
Yeah, yeah. PS5, bros. Come on.
Are you serious?
I don't think I'm allowed
Yo,
to dab.
Now,
I haven't played even 2 hours.
Just come on. Just
no,
you got
now
one.
We really have to play something. We
you
all
have a PS5?
Yeah, bro. Oh, I've been. Yo, Android Bin had that. You kidding me?
All right. So how do you feel?
So honestly.
This means the most to any. Out of all of us, it probably means the most to you.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Honestly, I wasn't that hype about it, but it was just so much built up, like, what is it? Anticipation.
Right.
You know, PS5s have been off the shelves. All these scalpers got it.
Yeah.
You know, and it's finally available, like readily available. So I was like, fuck, I've been waiting like 3 years. I might as well get it now. Got it. Once I hooked it up, like, I realized how much of an upgrade it was, especially because my PS4 was like,
come on,
Jake. Mad laggy.
Dusty.
It's dusty, you know. It's just a whole new level. It's a whole improvement. It's amazing.
Wow.
I spent so much time. Like, people don't realize that you can, like, the PlayStation, like, the interface is,
there's
like,
so many
hella good for, like, like watching Netflix and all that shit.
Yeah.
I think it's better than Apple TV, all that shit.
It's all the same. So it's all
it's not, though.
It.
You know?
It's different.
It's very different.
It's the same.
God of War Ragnarok coming
Ragnarok.
Out?
Ragnarok. It's already out.
We got to get it. Let's
I got it.
You copped it?
It came with the. Oh my god!
You think he wouldn't have copped it?
Yeah, dumb. I got you a little something.
what is this? A
gift? I know you like collecting. Yeah, I know you like collecting.
I already know this is some shit he just fucking did right now.
Nah, bro. What are you
doing?
Why would
you
do
that? 5 minutes
No.
How could you even say something like that?
That's fucked up.
First of all, what is this gift
for? I put a lot of thought into it.
What is the gift for?
I feel like as a homie, when you leave the city and you come back, it's just the etiquette to bring back a gift.
Yeah, come on, man.
I already know this is going to
be
some bullshit,
right?
Do you know what
I'm saying? No, it's not. I put a lot. I know you're a collector.
Wait, don't get his hopes up.
No, but as a collector.
Don't get his hopes up.
As a collector, you will really, really appreciate what this is.
Let's take a look. Two dumpa.
Yes.
Two dumpa.
Exactly. I put a lot of thought into that. It took a while for me to collect. You know what I'm saying? That's that Squid Game thing. There you go. You like that?
Yeah. What is this?
That's dried crystallized discharge from both my eyes when I had pink eye and you called me a liar. You know what I'm saying? So that right there is evidence.
Really?
Yeah, that's really my pink eye discharge.
This is your discharge?
I saw
that's
last week's episode.
Fucking gross.
Yeah, now that you touch the Ziploc bag, motherfucker, you're going to get
okay,
it too.
Okay, so let's put it in context.
No.
Let's put the context.
Bro, as soon as
wow,
you told
disgusting.
Me.
Hold on, let's put it into context. Yeah. So last episode, that day, you called and, you know. You guys called. Yeah, yeah. And you were telling me and Rec that you have pink eye.
Yeah.
And we're like, Rick's lying again. We asked him to
Proof. Yeah, okay.
He's like, I can't, there's nothing in my eye.
Yeah.
And we're like, we looked at each other like, yeah.
Right, right. And ever since that episode, I made sure I collected a little bit.
And this is your pink this eye discharge? This is gross. This is gross, bro.
It's not discharge. It's like gingerbread.
Is it?
I don't know. Oh, yeah,
hopefully
shit.
I'm lying.
That's fucking gross, bro.
But yeah, just, you know, a little payback for you motherfuckers.
Nah,
did you not think there was going to be an opposite equal reaction to that action?
Don't worry. Like, that didn't do anything. We still think you're a liar.
No, yeah, you absolutely lied, bro.
Like, yo, you have to do way more than that to prove to me you're not a liar.
Just wait, man.
There's no...
That's, you know, that's just a discharge.
That's disgusting.
Yeah. Yo... You were lying though. Just
let's keep. No, I really wasn't.
Okay, but why did you lie? Why?
I wasn't lying. I really had pink eye.
Okay,
I really
say
first of all, it's already embarrassing to admit that you have pink eye. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I was, I would be like, oh, I have something to do, or like, I
no,
I'll
no,
go to
you
dinner.
Have no shame in any lie
no.
that you tell. So
nah, but pink eye is if you ask me for a picture. It wasn't even that pink at that moment, and I already cleaned my discharge. So if you're gonna see a picture of my normal eyes, you'd be like, this motherfucker, there's nothing on it. So I made sure every morning. Okay, my listen, pink eye was so bad listen, that when the
discharge,
alarm.
Yo, when you have pink eye, yeah. The evidence isn't the discharge. It's your pink eye. It's called pink eye.
My eye.
If I had pink eye, I'd be like, look at my eye. It's pink. Yeah, yeah. No, you talking about this discharge? What the fuck is that?
When's the last time you had pink eye? You forget.
My main thing is,
yeah.
Why do you lie?
I didn't lie. Bro, what was I lying about? Coming to watch movies with you? You don't think I want to come and watch movies with you guys?
No. There's been a decade plus.
No, of don't lies. Say
oh, just
that.
Random lies.
Don't say
no,
that.
No, they're not harmful. They're just weird. Yeah.
They're
funny.
Not, no, we're yeah. not saying they're harmful.
Yeah.
We're just saying, why do you lie?
No. Why not?
What?
It's
what
like, it's like if I asked you like what your blood type was,
yeah.
and you're an O, and you're like A.
I'm like, why would you lie about that?
Why did I ever lie about that?
I'm just giving you an example of the type of lie you would tell. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's like if I get like, I'd be like, where you at right now? You're like, I'm at Costco and you're at Trader Joe's. I'm like, why? Why would you lie about that?
Why'd you lie about that?
I don't know what you guys are talking about. I wouldn't
but
do
you
that.
You know what I mean, right?
Like, no, I don't. I don't. I was at Costco and I was at Target and I was at these spots. You know what it is? I think you guys think I'm trying to get out of things or like I'm trying to like avoid seeing you guys. I really have just bad luck sometimes. And I do get pink eye sometimes. And that week I had pink eye. I wanted to come with you guys. I wanted to come to your house, but at the same time, I'm thinking, pink eye is highly contagious. Why would I go there and be patient zero to all of you guys? You know what I mean? And fuck it up.
See, look, I have bad luck friends.
Yeah.
Like friends who always have bad luck.
Yeah.
You're not my bad luck friend. You're the...
I'm the bad luck.
You're the self-sabotaging friend. I have bad luck friends, trust me. They have terrible luck.
Yeah,
responsible
yeah.
as fuck. Always has an ID on his phone, everything, but somehow falls through a ditch.
Right.
You are a self-sabotaging friend. Luck, like God's like, here, I'm gonna give you all the luck. You're like, huh, watch me fuck it up.
You know what I mean? No, you're not.
I'll take that luck, I'll throw it in the trash. I'm just saying that's you know, that's the we have those categories. You're not that guy. Yeah, you're not the bad luck.
I'm the self-sabotage.
God's like,
man.
blessings. You're like, nope.
He's like,
oh. I start neoing it.
Oh my God. I'm just saying, there's a thing.
I say we all have pretty good luck.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, we'll make it.
We'll have good luck.
We'll be fine.
Yeah.
We'll get through our days.
I get like, you know, I wake up and I'm like, damn, like five bills hit me out of nowhere. I'm overdrawn like $500, right? And then like that same day, I'm like, hey, a new gig came. It's like, it pays $1,000.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what the fuck is going
it's
on?
It's like, we find a way. You know what I mean? We find a way. And when there's a will, there's a way.
Yeah.
It's God's will.
Okay.
Come on, man.
Shout out
who, God?
No, your song, God's Will.
No, it's my will aside, my bro. Will. Yo, Jesus.
That's you. Take your will, put it aside.
Oh, man. Oh, Dom, how you been this week, baby?
I've been good.
Yeah? Switch up from I what mean, you been up to?
No, honestly, I feel like I'm always good. And to bring it back to you.
Yeah. You think I'm always good?
No. That's the one part about my life that's not good.
It's me.
It's just trying to figure this out. Our relationship, the, you know, everything.
You know what I think we need to do? We need to all go to church together.
Church? I haven't been to church in like
20 let's all go to
years.
Yo,
let's go camping. When's the last time you guys been camping?
Why don't you want us to go to church, bro? Yeah.
What do you mean? We could do church in the wilderness. What do you mean, dude?
We're going to burn our prayers. Like, let it send it out. Send it out.
All the sins, all
honestly,
the lies.
Honestly, no. I want to go to church and be led by like somebody else, man. I don't want you to lead.
Who said I'm going to lead shit, dude?
Because you're the only one closest to being,
no,
you know.
No. We'll go to church. I really want to go to church.
I feel like guys, if we go to church in the wilderness with you as leading
we all die.
Like, yeah, we're gonna, it's like gonna be Blair Witch. Some shit's gonna happen. Someone's gonna die.
I have lost a lot of trust in church people, like preachers.
Oh, I don't trust
pastors.
Any of them.
You don't trust any preacher or pastor? No, but why do you go?
I still wanna, you know.
You don't trust any pastor.
So what happens is Christians, right? They go and they're like, we're all fucked up together. That's what it's supposed to be.
So you're saying it's
like nobody's like, going there like, oh, everyone is holy. Like,
yeah,
yo.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, we're all fucked
it's
up.
It's a place of broken people.
So you think that's usually the pastor's approach is like I have fault too.
Yeah. Of course.
That's it's literally the whole thing. It's like we're sinners. Yeah. They would say that shit.
Yeah.
But do you want him to if I have a dude telling me that they have their own problems, like I want him to look it too. You know what I mean? Hair messed up, back, pink eye, whatever.
A little
the
disheveled,
fuck, you know, like discharged, like you said.
Yeah, like, let's do a sermon. I've been up for 24 hours, I'm on meth.
Yeah, exactly. Because it's like, if you go to me, it's like what you're describing is like an AA meeting or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. You go to an AA meeting.
It's basically an AA meeting.
Yeah, but the guy who's talking, who's leading it too, like, you could tell he's gone through some shit.
Yeah.
But like, if the pastor is wearing off white, like, you know, and his hair's too clean and right. cut, like, I can't take him seriously. Like,
I see what
they
mean.
Don't all wear off white. That's just Justin Bieber.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. That's what I think about pastors.
Usually they're rocking like some like Under Armour they cop from Costco.
Yeah, yeah. But that's what I mean. I just want them to have a little bit of ruggedness to him,
right?
You know, like I want it to look like Gerard Butler. That's
go. Yeah. Can you find him a rugged pastor?
Yeah, I can.
Someone with muscles.
So there was this place called Step Off Ministry a long time ago. And
wait, what? No way.
It's called Step Off Ministry. It's tight. It's
like MC Search. Step off.
Nah, but the pastor.
It's also a dance studio.
The person who founded it. You know, he was recently saved, and he was, you know, he went through his trials and tribulations. He used to be an addict, you know, he used to live on the dark side. But then the whole church, it was weird because it was beautiful. Like, people could smoke outside the sanctuary. You don't need to hide it, you know what I mean? Like, you could do whatever you want. You just, it's your choice to come and be saved and be blessed, knowing like you have your traumas and your reasons and all that. So I remember performing for this spot, and I was so moved that like everyone was so open about everything. Yeah. So during my testimony, like I would do Christian songs, and I'd be like, I was drunk yesterday, I was high yesterday, like I chill with this. And then the best, like, yo, chill, you're doing way too much. I'm sharing all this stuff, and I lost the crowd because the crowd was like, well, why the fuck are you performing?
But you know what? That is interesting though. I feel like that should be accepted because while everyone's so vague about the faults, right? The pastor's like, we all have faults. We've made mistakes, hit rock bottom. Yeah, yeah. No, get specific. Like, talk about the time you smoke crack and suck dick in the alley or whatever the fuck. Like, I'm just saying.
Let me just stop you right here. You haven't stepped in a church in over how many years? You don't know what they
talk
about.
They do show up there.
There's a new patch. Yeah, yeah. They updated it. It's different now.
First of all, okay, Tony, could you pull up a stock photo? Like, if you first thing you put pastor, what do they look like? Like, stock photo images. Let's take a look.
I haven't been to church in years, in like a decade, actually.
A decade?
But honestly, man, I feel like...
Throw it up.
I might need to go, man.
They're all black pastors.
I'm scared.
This is a confusing one right here.
Elvira. Ursula.
There's no... When you put a pastor, there's not even one Asian pastor in Google Images. Can you believe that?
Just a representation, dude.
Where's the representation in stock photos? But you know what? I guarantee you, if you put office worker, there's probably an Asian dude in stock photos.
Let's see.
Let's put office worker. Not even...
Wow.
No, right there, no?
There is no representation of Asians on stock photos.
That's crazy.
What's the stock photo thing called? Right there. What's the site? Like,
that dude's in crypto.
Shutterstock. Yeah, yeah. There's no... Is there enough Asian representation on Shutterstock?
Jeez. Man, who cares, dude?
I care. That's what the... I care.
You're talking about the hot topics here.
Oh, you want to take a guess what there will be a gang of Asians in Shutterstock for if you type it in?
Yeah. Asians.
Let's play again. What do you think? Pull up the most Asians on Shutterstock.
Like occupation-wise?
Occupation-wise.
Well, just put Asian and then see what they're going to show.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah, yeah.
Probably families. Okay, I see.
Yeah, families. That's okay. What it is.
The little interracial couple. Of course.
Do you think we're good family people? Like, compared to other ethnic groups, you think, like, how high do you think we rank in family values?
I think New Asia, yeah. I think a new generation, definitely. Because we're so, like, distraught. We want a better generation. So I think we're trying harder. You know what I'm saying? I feel like if something's not broken, you don't need to fix it. So, like, white families are like, yeah, just keep going.
Do you think, like, since there's so many Japanese people here that are, like, four generations deep in.
Yeah.
Do you think we could look at them to see kind of our future of what it would be like?
Even Chinese.
No. I think that's a good point, though. I think Japanese
Americans looking into
have
our future?
A long lineage of Asian American. That's actually a really good question. I didn't even think about
that. Yeah, because I see, like...
Because they have four you know, from the 50s and 60s.
You go like little Tokyo and you could like see like an elderly Japanese person and they speak perfect English. I'm like, how? And they're like, I was born here. You know?
Yeah.
And they had to really endure that early Asian racism too, right?
Yeah.
I mean, for sure.
It's like, I want a soda pop, daddy. What? Like, they're not going to like your kind in there. You know, like, because it's...
What the fuck? was that shit?
No,
because
they lived the I think of early America of like diners and, you know, tricycles across the, you know, that Pleasantville kind of thing.
Right.
I think of the Pleasantville shit. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So that's a different type. I don't know.
But you're right. I think there needs to be multi-generations for even the...
Every time I think of 50s, I'm like, soda pop! that's the first thing that comes to the mind. Yeah, but, soda pop!
I bet the soda pop fucking was amazing.
Slamming. When they had Coke in it.
Yeah.
It's funny because now it's just like we get like, oh, can I get a soda too with like a meal and shit? Back then it was like the meal was soda pop.
Yeah.
Can I get a soda pop?
You like pull up to the counter?
That was like the reward.
One ice cream scoop or two, Charlie.
Yeah. And they mix that like soda water with the syrup in it. Oh my gosh.
New York Nico, you seen it?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, yeah. All
right. God damn.
All right. Well, no, but that's a good question. I don't know. I think it'd be different because it was a different era that they started in. Like we're just starting to start the Asian American thing like maybe since the 80s. Mm. You know what I mean?
Have you seen any good fathers? Like you see like any of your friends who have kids and you're like, maybe I would do what they're doing.
It's half and half. Because I have friends that are also artists and musicians, and they are on the road constantly. Like, they're kind of reliving that, like, daddy was a Rolling Stone, like, on the road, and I'm not home a lot. But, you know, I get it. That's part of their job.
Yeah.
And that's probably,
it's
like,
not their choice, honestly.
Yeah, that is their job, yeah.
You know, way that, like, Steven Tyler was on the road, and maybe, like, his daughters didn't grow up around him a lot. But I also have the friends who have kids now that are turned into like older Asian dudes when they're not that old
anymore. Yeah, let's talk about like civilians.
Yeah, civilians.
Yeah. Yeah, I know a lot of pieces of shit back in Virginia that are like amazing dads now, man. Yeah. You know what I mean? A lot of people I name beef them. With. A lot of, you know, a few cats. Just a few people that I just disliked as a person. But then now they have their kids. Just like incredible dads, man. You know, I think Virginia is also a very, very prime spot to be
family oriented,
raising a family. Yeah, definitely.
Do you think you'd step up everything? You know, we talked about before with like,
I'll carry an idea if I have a son for sure. You know,
I have friends.
That's the funniest, easiest shit to do. Wait, yeah. I'll carry an idea if I have a son.
if I have a daughter, I'll get an iPhone. You know what I mean? Like, if I get a daughter, I'll get an iPhone. If I have a son, I'll get an iPhone.
Let me give you the scenario. What's gonna happen? You're gonna call your son's gonna be out past midnight.
Yeah,
and you're gonna be calling your son 20-25 times. He's not gonna answer. Like, remember when we didn't answer our phones because our mom?
Well, I always do, but
and then you get back home. He's like, I called you 20-25 times, and he's gonna be like, "Fuck you, Dad! You always use your phone. You can't say shit to me." And he's gonna run into the house and close the fucking door. I guarantee you, because that's the thing. What happens? You can't tell a kid or a friend anything if you've made mistakes like that. That was like with my sister,
right?
You know, I was smoking. We all the shit. I had a younger sister, and she was fucking up, and I would tell her shit, and she'd be like,
"You hypocrite!
You did everything. You're a hypocrite. All the shit. Right? Yeah. That same shit's gonna happen to you, bro.
No.
You know what's interesting though? Seeing my friends like trying to, because like, we're in a generation now where everything is like information is shared. Yeah. So like they go online and find all the like best techniques. So I see my friends trying to like engineer their kid. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, I'm gonna do this and you know,
Inception shit.
Yeah. And then that's interesting as fuck, man. I don't know.
That's crazy.
We'll see. We'll see if the experiment is gonna work in like 10 years. That's the best part. You never know if they're gonna fuck up or not.
I like how we've had many conversations about having kids on this show.
Oh, we have?
We have. I think we're like, it's like maybe we're getting closer to that moment.
Yeah.
Like, and you know what the fucked up thing is? Like,
we're nowhere near ready.
Because in my head, I'm excited about having a kid so we could talk about it on the podcast.
I'm like, not podcast for the gift content. Of life. Yes.
Well, you won't not even, for the gift of life.
Will you be able to do the podcast? Well, you're gonna have to like shove them in a drawer or something.
Yeah, because you know, like when I see an artist or like a podcast, and they have kids and they're doing something, an activity.
Yeah.
You notice the kids always jumping into the camera, putting their hand on your face, and you're just casually talking about.
You can't do shit. You can't go to dinner. You go to like a meal with your friend, and they're just like doing this the whole time. You feel bad and you realize the weight of how hard it is to be a parent.
For sure.
You know what the best is? When they have that moment when they, like, the kid's playing and they're just still casually carrying on with the conversation, but that moment they snap. They're like, go play over there! You know, like that little moment they snap and send them
for
over
sure,
there.
For sure, for sure.
Go bug your mama for a second. Yeah.
You know what's funny though? What you're saying, like, if I have a kid, I'm going to do this and that. Mm. And it's funny how, like, we think of, like, our best self when we're a parent. Mm. Like, why can't we just be that now, you know?
That's very deep.
Well, it's kind of like
it is. It's a good point.
It's the same question of the validity of New Year's resolutions. You know,
I was
what I'm
just
saying?
Thinking that. Were right you now. Really? I really was. Yeah. I swear to God, I was thinking exactly. that. That's why. No, of, like, I'm telling myself, like, top of next year,
yeah,
sober. Boom,
boom.
You know what I mean?
But why can't
but
we do
yeah,
it
I could do it now. There's never a good time to start.
Right, right.
You know.
You really got to hit rock bottom.
We call that life snooze button. You know what I'm saying?
Ooh.
Ooh. And you hit that snooze button very well.
Well, my phone died, so I couldn't.
It's always like that with breaking up too, right? There's never a good time to break up. Breaking up is one of the...
Nah, there's a good time to break up.
When's the best
Nip
time?
Nip it in the bud, bro.
What month?
What month? Like, is there before a month? March 14th. Yeah, for sure.
Yo, before March 14th, after Valentine's?
After Valentine's.
Yo, yeah. Speaking of breaking up, I don't know if I can talk about this, but, you know, we'll cut it out if anything. I felt like you and JL were going to break up as a but I feel like you guys are back. You're in the studio.
Oh, we're the second honeymoon phase. We're in the second honeymoon phase. Yeah.
I'm really happy about that.
Nah, thank you. Thank you.
Well, okay. So, obviously, you are in a rap group with JL, and in the last year or so, there's been a hiatus.
Yeah.
A little distant from each other,
just
too,
distance.
Right?
You know what it started off with? It wasn't like a fight or anything like that. We were literally living in a loft with no walls for about 2.5 years. You know what I mean? Yeah. 2 years. And it started off when we both moved out. We're just like, okay, let's spend some time away from each other. You know, I think that was very necessary, you know?
Like, if those walls could talk, they're like, we weren't there. No walls, actually.
Yeah, it was just, you know, and then complacency hit, you know. I started working at Intercrew, and Intercrew was, you know, that was 6 days out of 6 days out of the week.
It felt so. This sounds like a real relation. If there was like a couple,
yeah, man. And it was,
and you were busy working.
It was busy working, and he was busy doing his own thing.
And you weren't paying attention to your partner.
I wasn't paying attention to my partner.
Yeah, I'm just saying it's like a real couple situation.
Nah, more than that, it was just we definitely enjoyed just kind of like that space away from each other. But then when but the important thing is with that space, you need to communicate and you need to kind of keep in touch.
Do you think you're communicating?
Right now, yeah, we're doing weekly.
Do you worry about your old habits of miscommunication?
No, I don't. I think I got a lot better with my communicating. But the issue with it goes a lot deeper. Like, I don't want to get into every reason why, you know what I mean? And I'm pretty sure. Yeah. But once we got back and then we started doing shows again, we're like, oh, dude. You know, I remember before we moved out to California, JL and I were like, three things we'll never fight about: money, ego, girls. You know what I mean? Because we see all the stories of all these duos that always break up. You know what I mean? People calling each other's names, people accusing each other for like bad business.
Let me ask you this. So even as artists, right?
Yeah.
I feel like it's like any other group or a company or whatever. You got to treat it as such.
Yeah.
And there should be team building exercises, right?
For sure.
Like, you think even like for Wu-Tang, to keep that bond even strong, like, do you think they had like picnics or like bowling night? You know what I mean? Like, do you feel like you should do stuff beyond just work stuff with your partner to keep that relationship strong?
Oh, definitely. That's something I learned for sure. You know, like how in Korean companies, you guys have heshik. You guys have like team dinners.
Team building or dinners. They're pretty much team building dinners, right?
Yeah, like, well, you know.
Or night out drinking.
Yeah, night outs. And even...
Korea especially needs it because there's so much like, you know, things that are unsaid. And then like, it's like an unspoken rule that during the heshik and everyone gets drunk.
Yeah.
Kind of like leave that there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then exactly. And also back in the day when we were the Beautiful Cycle, Manifest, JL and I, there was a group called Muzo. You know Muzo, which is Danny Chung, Decipher, Johnny Flow, A-Lee, Suno. Right. We were kind of like the East Coast. Like they were that camp. We were our camp. When I realized that they had a better camp was they did like team retreats. Like they would go camping together. They would do like White Elephant together. You know, just little...
Yeah.
Cute activities like that just involves everybody together. And I realized we need to start doing that more. We need to start having a schedule.
Is that weird just because it's just the two of you? Like, if it was three people. yeah.
Like a white elephant with two people? You
and, like, just you and JL at, like, yeah. Halloween Horror Nights. It's, like, funny. Just yeah.
you know? I was so scared.
yeah. Because I could see you guys exiting the amusement park. Like, mm-hmm. that was fun, wasn't yeah. it?
You I'm know, not gonna lie, that's what it's like when we go on shows though. Like yeah. in New York, you know? Yeah. We'll have our like post show meal. We're like, yo, we did it.
I feel like what it's about. We do that. Like Fun With Dumb, we do that. Like we'll go eat pretty often.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like it's so necessary, you know? Yeah. And also just having a schedule. So before we met up whenever we wanted to, whenever we were inspired. But sometimes, like, you know, you don't feel that inspiration. Sometimes you feel lazy, kind of like gym, you know? But we make sure every Wednesday we get into the studio, whether it's productive or not, we just sit down and we kind of build. And mm-hmm. I feel like since we've been doing that, like, you know, and JL, first of all, it's Jay Young now, you know? He's producing his stuff. So we've been just recording. It's a great
The interesting feeling, thing is also, you know, I don't want to get too personal, but it's like the relationship aspect of you guys having, you know, being in a relationship. That interferes a lot too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, you yeah. have to understand that it is a marriage of some sorts with me and JL, you know?
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about your individual relationships.
Yeah. You know? Definitely. There's a lot of factors, you know? But at the end of the day, like I'm the first to say it, it's just communication has to be open. And that's something I need to work on. You know what I mean? So,
yes, we know.
Yeah. So, you know, we're stronger than ever. And I also feel like a group. I don't trust groups that don't fight or have these type of tumultuous situations.
You know, let me give you, I want to give my honest opinion and just not about you, but the way I treat artistry. I do feel like it requires a certain level of selfishness with your relationship, like your girlfriend or boyfriend or whatever. And it doesn't have to be selfishness if there's an understanding from your partner. And to me, that's a problem when you don't understand that your partner is going to be cool with it or you're scared or they really aren't cool with it.
Right.
And that's not going to work. Like you really have to. And to me, I haven't seen that displayed enough with a lot of my friends.
Right.
I honestly feel that way. I'll be honest with you or JL.
Yeah.
That I look at it from the outside and I already know what's missing. Yeah. Like you guys don't have enough of that. You guys don't know how to do that. And maybe that's easy for me to say because I haven't been in too many like long-term relationships. But even when I wasn't like caught up. Like I know what the fuck I want.
Yeah.
And I'll do anything to get to it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
And there has to be you got to make your partner understand that.
Yeah.
You know, and if not, if maybe they don't even give a fuck, but you're being like, no, I have to do this. And that's your problem.
But again, this point. All comes down to just having an open communication. You know what I mean? Because it's just like without that,
there's no communicate to action, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If you're missing your studio sessions because you want to be with your girlfriend, that already says volumes.
That's never
that
happened.
That speaks volumes. Yeah. No, but that speaks to volumes about what you want.
Yeah.
I'm being real. Like if I, you know, we've talked about this in the past with your, you know, JL was in a relationship, you know, he was really sucked into that, whatever. But those moments speak volumes
for
about
sure.
where you're invested
for
into
sure.
these moments.
Yeah.
And I get that. But it speaks volumes that you want to focus on your relationship with your partner.
Yeah.
And you're not as serious about chasing this dream. That speaks volumes already, in my opinion.
And also, I'm going to add to that too. Like, if you have a healthy relationship with your girlfriend or like your significant other, like, and you're kind of proving yourself as an artist, there shouldn't be that issue. You know what I mean? Because she trusts you. Because she knows when I'm like, hey, I'm going to choose this over you. You know why.
Yeah, because if you're already in the studio, it speaks volumes to her what you're passionate about. That should already speak
exactly.
volumes to her.
Exactly. Which is why, yo, I want to praise any girl that allows, you know, their guy to go out, tour, go different cities to do shows. There's such a trust that's like necessary for that. Do you know what I mean? So I just want to big that up too. Like that's huge. Like when we go on tour, when I go in New York and all that stuff, like I try to do like little checkups just to make sure she's good and all that. But you're definitely right. It's you, what you show and your actions speak louder. You're right.
Yeah. No, I feel that.
I'm just thinking about you guys talking about the company like retreat. Like being with 8 Ball Town in Korea.
Yeah. Oh, you guys did some stuff like
that. We went on a company trip to Jeju, though. Never been.
That's the Jeju Islands.
Jeju Island, yeah. And it was...
Was it tight?
It was just all dudes.
Yeah.
And that shit made us really bond like crazy, you know. And it, there was some performances too. They rocked at some spot, and yeah, ate amazing food. We just like got drunk and just talked about random shit.
Yeah,
and just brought us mad close, you know.
Yeah. That's cool.
And I feel like in Korea, maybe it's just the artists that I know, but I feel like they'd be like linking up and going camping a lot together.
They do,
like even outside of camps. Like it's just, I don't know. Maybe it's just Koreans. Like they love, you know, they do a lot of nature shit, you know.
Yeah,
no, like, it's also important. Just because we're degenerates. No, I for one point I did think the same thing. I was like, maybe they're just more wholesome in the culture.
Yeah, yeah.
But I realized that I was wrong because I also do nature shit now with like fitness people.
Oh right,
and I'm like, oh, this is a thing.
Right, you did do that.
Yeah, because I was doing so much drunk debauchery degenerate shit.
Yeah,
and I was like, oh, we're just, you know, this is guy shit. But I'm like, oh, there's a group of guys that don't do it too.
Right,
100%. Yeah.
So it's a different lifestyle.
100%. I felt the same thing when I went to Hawaii the last trip, because you know Hawaii to us is like, let's go underground,
turn
right?
Turn up, yeah.
Exactly. But then there's a whole another group.
Oh, you're just, like, there's a beach here.
Yeah, there's a beach here. Yeah, 100%.
Yo.
They're like, wow, there's trails here. Yeah,
we went
here,
to Hawaii. We went to the beach once.
Yeah, I didn't even go in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I love that shit now.
Yeah.
I really changed the last 2-3 years. Like, I was not, you know, my 20s was just me getting wasted. Never went to the beach once. I grew up in Cali my whole life, and I was in a beach guy. You know, now I'm like dolphins.
Yeah,
cool.
You are a dolphin.
Even the
I'm a dolphin now.
Even the promoters, like the ones that take us out to party in Hawaii, like even them, they're just like, next time let's do a healthy one. Like they're running out of ideas. Oh, you really? Know? Yeah, they're like, wait,
who said that? Oh, the Hawaiian.
Yeah, yeah, house? Yeah. You know, like Ray and all that. Yeah. They're just like, you know, I told him, I was like, next trip we're gonna do a healthy one. She's like,
they're like, you've been here 10 years. And you don't want to see a sea turtle. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Nohana.
Nohana? I thought we were family.
Yo, is that a thing? You know, they say Ohana, but you're like, Nohana.
No, I don't know.
You mean if I was like, Ohana? And they're like,
Nohana. Nohana means no family.
Oh,
I don't think that's a thing, but that would be hilarious if they hit you with that shit. Yeah. Well, Rek, you haven't been really traveling recently, right?
Yeah, because I've been working. I've been my head down, you know?
Head down, working.
Just hustling.
What's on your, like, what's on Rek's travel, you know, bucket list of places you want to go?
I want to go to Japan really badly.
Because you absorb so much Japanese culture. It must be crazy. You've never been there.
I haven't.
That must be a crazy.
I wanted to go when I was, like, in Korea, but then the borders were closed. That was, like, my opportunity. But I want to do that. I want to go to like the UK, man. You know, I watch so many like TV shows.
UK.
I don't think I have a place for where like I've absorbed so much of the culture that when I go there, it's like my mecca. You know, like for you, it's Japan, right? Because you've absorbed so much Japanese culture through your pop interests.
Mm.
It, like, what do you like expect when you land? Is that going to be like a...
I mean, you know me. I like looking at shit. Like I like looking at toys and you know, like things that sparkle. And I just want to be like, you know, there's a lot of that. There's a lot for like
sensory
collectors.
Overload over there,
yeah,
for
yeah.
Sure.
I mean, yo, there's a frog store in Japan, bro. There's a store dedicated to frog stuff.
Wow. Do you think it's gonna be one of those moments like Mr. Miyagi and Daniel-san, where you, like, you've been absorbing all this Japanese culture, and you get there, you're like, I don't know what you're saying, and all of a sudden, like, you start understanding everything they're saying.
I mean, he knows I could carry a conversation.
100%.
Oh, you good?
Yeah, you know, it's
comprehension.
Yeah.
Wow.
I get little bits and pieces and then, you know, I'll understand. I could speak a little bit.
I want to see you go to Japan, man.
I definitely want to go to Japan. That's one spot I definitely want to check out.
Really?
Yeah. They don't check IDs at the clubs. They don't
I'm pretty sure they do.
Yeah. I want to go to Japan.
They definitely, you know, they do that in Korea too. They check IDs.
Yeah, I know.
But Korea's more like, they're so judgmental of like how you look age wise.
Yeah.
It's like, all right. They will really judge you.
Young to a lot.
Yeah. Oh, too old. They're like,
Samchun. Samchun.
Yeah. Remember we talked about this? That if you're too old for the club, you can't get in?
Yeah.
I think that's fantastic. That's hilarious. That's amazing,
Korea just keeps it mad real, bro.
Keeps it mad real.
They're like,
real,
no, ugly. Mm. Go to that club.
Yeah.
Yeah. Too fat. Bye.
There was a homie who owns a Pocha there, which is like a bar, like drinking spot.
Yeah.
And it's super popular. They have like a wait list of like 70 or 80. And I just saw him talking to his waiter. He's like, yeah, put number 69 like further back or quicker, like earlier on based on looks. Like they just rank them. I was like, damn, that's kind of savage, dude.
Yeah, because they're just like, to the point, man, honest, like, yo, we need to make money. This is going to help our business or it's not going to help our business. In America, we're like, no, I deserve to get in. I'm a person. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, sometimes like, why do you want to even go in there? You're not going to have fun.
I just saw a girl on a waiting list and she was like number 8 with her friend. And I heard my friend like push her back to like 54.
Yeah.
So I wanted to go to her and be like, just go.
Yeah.
Go. Yeah. You're free.
You're free. I just felt bad, you know?
Right, yeah. Right.
You opened the cage. I was fighting with her. I was like, oh, just like, keep her at eight. It's fine, you know? Like, I'll pay for her table.
Korea's such like an aesthetic based spot, you know what I mean? They want to make sure it looks good. Everything looks good.
Yeah.
She probably deserves the back, you know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
You spent a lot of money in Asia. That's what I'm hearing. What are you spending all this money on, bro?
It's just, you know, I think when I get like...
Isn't it cheaper in Asia?
Yeah, what the fuck?
Yeah, but when I get loose, I want to buy drinks for people. I want to get bottles. I don't know why I still... Like, I hate bottle service, bro.
Yeah.
Bro. It's like the biggest waste of fucking money. Service.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't even like the sparklers that come at me. I'm like, children.
Yeah.
It's too bright.
I don't like the attention where it's like too much. It's way too much, you know what I mean? And then, yeah.
You don't even like when people play your song.
I hate that shit.
I'm like, I love that shit.
No, I hate that shit. It's like,
wait, you don't like it when they bring the sparkles
I'm young.
Out? You don't like it when
It's just like, I don't like the sparklers and stuff. I don't need the extra attention. I usually get the bottle service thing just for like a table to have our own section and stuff.
Yeah. You're not paying for the bottle. You're paying for the
comfort.
No, a lot of people pay for the attention of all that.
They love the
attention of it.
I'm not going to lie. This last trip to Mission, we had Phil from No Ledge come out. We had a couple of some Jersey cats, New York cats, balling cats that come out. And they just bought mad bottles for our section. For the first time, I felt like a true hip-hop artist, man. They brought out 7 Azuls. Yo, they brought out Classe Azuls like it was fucking Capri
Suns
over there.
That's the first time
dude.
You felt like a real hip-hop artist?
I mean, like, you know
what
I mean?
Not when
like,
you heard the beat and you...
No.
When you killed it on a track?
No.
When that bottle came out.
When those 7 bottles came out and the fucking sparklers with the Dom P and all that, I was like, damn, this is what it's like.
You had bottle service. What are you talking about?
Yeah, is that the first time you had bottle service?
Not 7 Azuls, bro. You know what I mean? That's a pretty penny over there. Classe Azuls with some Dom. It was a very beautiful situation, man. I just want to shout out to the people that looked out for us. Can I ask you something?
Is there something in church where you can kind of like flex the same way?
Yeah.
Like members of the offering plate. But so, how do you show how much you've...
You do this. And you count it like this. And then you give it to the offering plate and you don't put it under the cash. You fold it. So when you put it in, you pass it, it opens up like a pop-up book. You know what I'm saying? So that's one way to do it.
You done this?
Or
what?
Huh? Nah.
You know what? I remember.
I don't even think this is a thing, man.
There was a family who always bought food for the whole church.
Forever 21
guys? That was the flex.
Like. That's what it is. Like everyone in church, especially Korean churches,
flexing. It's all flex.
We know who's rich.
Come on,
you know what I mean.
It the clothes or what?
Probably clothes, a car.
It's the fragrance. You know what I mean.
It's that. It's the buying food for everybody.
Yeah. Definitely.
They're the rich families, you know.
Yeah. And the rich families also like when they buy the food, they can't just sit down and eat it. They flex by going around table to tables like everyone's eating well, everyone's good, just checking up on each section. You know, they don't have to do that.
Would you say churches are pretty like equal far as like all the goers? Or are there like certain churches that are richer churches? Like,
yeah,
absolutely.
Like the attendees
the bigger
are richer,
churches.
But are the attendees like all rich together?
Absolutely.
I know there's bigger churches, but it's like.
Yeah, I mean, it depends on the area too. But for the most part, I'd say like, yeah, there's a good mix of both.
Yeah.
You know what I was gonna say though? This is how you can tell if they're a rich family. The parents won't let their kids hang out with certain kids.
Wow.
When they start talking shit. And like they'll do that. They'll like
walk
out. They're like pariah.
Yeah.
Don't hang out and tell all the moms.
So it's a really kind of like they wanna arrange families to, you know.
Yeah, they just want your kids, to like hang out with like, you know.
Yeah.
If they're rich, they're good people.
For sure.
Really?
Yeah.
And somehow they think there'll be a relation thing and that later
they'll
on
just be like it'll be a bad influence.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy, dude. Samson's not gonna chill with Panasonic.
But rich kids.
I've gotten singled out by like a group of friends, right? I was hanging out with some Long Island kids, and then the Long Island mom comes and he's from Queens. He's like, oh, like it's probably him. He's the one who had the weed. Yeah. That's why you got smell.
But to me, rich kids have always been the worst influence.
Yeah.
Like, because I remember like when I was hanging out with like kids who were not rich, damn near poor, we were smoking weed.
Yeah.
When I hung out with the rich kids, we were doing coke. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is high school. Like, right. I went to a school in like Los Feliz, like a nice area. And all the kids were celebrities, kids and daughters.
Yeah.
We party with like an all girls school that was like a private school for rich kids. And we'd party with them and we'd be doing hard drugs. When I was going to like a low income school, we were just smoking stress, like swag, like terrible weed.
Yo, you know, that's the thing we're going to have up on, you know, like our parents. Like if we're raising kids, we're going to know what's up. We know everything.
Know what's up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
For
like,
sure.
And if we don't know what's up, we just kind of go like we could fucking be detectives on the internet, bro. Just figure out what.
Do you really think? I mean, I feel like they're going to have new technology that we're not going to be able to keep up with.
I'm going to be on it.
Yeah, but they'll
going to be like, I'll find you in New
York. Where are you?
In the metaverse?
Yeah, bro. No. There's a little.
Where?
Oh my god, dude.
I'm gonna find you! Walk up to a giant panda, like, have you seen my panda?
Oh my god.
Shit. That's good.
Yeah, no, I mean. But you do agree, though. Like, you're right about those colleges and the different types of tiers of drugs. But even when you're smoking stress, like the ones that are kind of like Ivy League, they do drugs responsibly, even hard drugs.
Yeah, right?
It's like they measure it out.
Either they have good stuff or they have really shitty stuff because they can't connect. They can't get the plug.
Yeah,
because they're fucking dweebs. You know
exactly.
That was I think like that's so funny how stuff works that way. Because I went to multiple high schools and I remember at the time like you have to go to the high school that's in your zip code. Mm. Do you remember when that shit was a thing? Mm-hmm. Is that still a thing?
I think so.
Yeah,
but
that makes sense.
No, but Jesus. They regulate it way harder now. I heard like you can like get in serious trouble for using a fake like a different address zip code to get into a school now.
Damn.
Like when we were doing it, that was common. Like you'd be in a shitty zip code and you would. Me too. That's how I would get into a better school because my mom was like, you got to get, you know.
Yeah.
So we'd borrow our friend's address. Damn. And get
y'all
into
were
it.
Smart. My parents were like, we have to move to the good area. Move the
we
whole
had to uproot.
Just get a mail, a piece of mail.
Damn. You're on the edge of the zip code. Like, we're in.
We made it.
So we do that and we be able to switch to the zip the school. So I remember going from like a super hood high school that I was in that zip code to, you know, a nicer thing, and it was such a culture shock.
And it
was so much crazier that this nicer school had way worse problems.
For sure,
way worse problems. I guess it's the context thing.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah, and you know, with money.
Yeah,
you know, Satan.
Yeah. Well. How far are we into this? Should we get into some calls or what? What's the time thing? We got some time? Well, we had a solid hour, huh?
Yeah, 45 minutes
solid
of
solid hour. Is it? Wait, before we go into the calls, is there anything?
Shitting on me for 45 minutes.
I'm sorry. I had a little vent up thing. I can tell, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
No, it's all good.
Yeah, I wasn't there for you.
Should we just all...
Shut the fuck out of here. No, let's talk about something else. Go ahead. Shut up.
Rick is Rex always kind of the mediator. Yeah. You know what I feel like? You know, when we had our little friend group, when it was like kind of complete with Danny.
Yeah.
Danny was like a good balance for all of us.
Danny, definitely.
Yeah.
You know, and shout out Danny. He's coming to visit us. Hell yeah.
And we'd always be like, what do you think, Danny?
Yeah. He's the voice of reason, bro.
Because Danny's the most like, he's not like, he has probably the least... No. He has his own set of problems. That motherfucker has his own set of problems. For sure. Yeah, I just, as soon as I said the problems was about to leave, I was like, oh, no, never mind. I forgot.
Do you remember who he is?
That's the thing. I think that makes it interesting because we all have such a
wide range of problems.
Yeah.
Us four. But he was a good balance,
no, I think, for sure. For sure. He's going to be here next week?
He's coming tomorrow or Thursday.
Perfect. Hell yeah.
We're supposed to like chill, so we'll all kick in and stuff. But
hell yeah.
Yeah, I think Steffi was a good balancer for us. Steffi. No, nobody agrees with
no, yeah, yeah. Because you were looking at him, so yeah. I thought it was between you guys. Like,
oh, yeah. I don't agree.
Because I'm not like, you know, you know, I'm not a permanent perma host.
Cool. Well, Steffi don't really hang out with us like beyond the pod really yeah. that much, you know.
I don't really know Steffi, to be honest with you. I don't know.
I feel like I link up with Steffi to like go places and
events.
Shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Went to Costco that one time.
Yeah.
Okay. I was like, go on. Costco.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I was there, too. Okay.
You know what I do like? I like one of my favorite things to do with a friend is go, like, grocery shopping.
So doing that with a friend?
With Steffi was great. I do it often with Rick. I go with Sol now because we work together.
Mm.
It's just Tony's looking at me. Yeah, me and Tony. Whoa, yeah, I'm going with a lot of friends.
Grocery shopping with a friend is so fun.
You know what I realize is like those kind of activities. Like obviously I don't go because I don't really cook.
Yeah,
yeah.
But I love going and just being there.
Do you?
Well, actually, we kind of went. Yeah,
it's like video last games. Time. I don't play video games.
You like to spectate,
but I want you guys to come play my system so I can just observe you guys play.
It's fucking weird, dude.
Weird.
You're fucking weird. He's the watcher.
Wait, am I the watcher?
You're the watcher of the group, bro.
100%. He's in the corner like jerking off. Yeah. What are you gonna get?
I don't have to be the person.
The participant?
I guess this is the appeal of like Twitch and all that, right? The people who watch people play games and stuff. Yeah. Like, it doesn't have to be things that interest me, but I love watching people do it.
Yeah.
But I don't think.
Yeah, I like watching people who are passionate about something. Like, I don't have to be good at it or do it. But like when we went to go watch the Overwatch shit, right?
Oh.
It was fun just watching people that are good at something.
For sure.
Even if we don't get what's going on.
For sure.
Yeah.
I knew
what he was.
But they have, but there's certain things that you can watch somebody be good, like terrible at, and you can still watch it. But there's things that you can't watch when they're terrible at.
Yeah.
Like you wouldn't want to watch a terrible rapper, right?
Sometimes.
Oh, actually, yeah. Come on.
When it's a train wreck.
Yeah.
No one like that's two in the middle.
Two, yeah.
Yeah, they're just an average ass rapper. I'm like, oh, my God.
You got to be a train wreck or you got to be sick.
Lukewarm, we spit out.
You can't, or different.
You can't even be decent.
Nah.
You got to be amazing or terrible.
100%.
Aim, that's my advice to everyone. Aim to be really good or really bad.
Really bad.
Because honestly, in the middle is the worst.
It's the worst.
Yeah, but that's so real. That middle area is absolutely the worst.
And also being the worst at it, you end up being the best. The line is so thin.
You know what's also worse?
What?
People who love the middle shit.
Oh my God.
The middle fan base? Oh God.
There have been so many.
I think a lot of the Asian American, like, they focus on the mid, man.
Because they are mid.
What's talk?
Okay, well, hold up. Let's talk about it. Asians are mid a lot of times.
Wow, okay. Wow.
Let's talk about it. Yo.
So you think Asians are mid?
Asians are mid.
Why do you say Asians are mid? They excel in a lot of things.
Mostly mid, though.
give me an example. You think Asians are mid? In what sense? I'm curious. Because I always thought they're pretty good in a lot of things.
In rap? I think
there hasn't been like amazing, you know, like I think that's going to take time. Like I'm saying generation. I'm not saying I'm a terrible rapper or nothing. Yeah, yeah. I've had my contributions
to it.
But I'm saying we're still kind of behind, right? Like we're like the last ones to the party.
I love that Asians are mid though, because the ones that are good, that are really good, are really good.
For sure.
You know what I mean?
You know how
we're not mid. We have people that are great.
I'm not
at
saying
stuff.
Every Asian's mid. I'm saying overall, mostly mid.
You think overall the ratio of it,
and then we can stand out. I think it's just a mixture of.
I love this.
I think it's just a mixture of like, you know, our upbringing.
Mm.
A lot of Asian cultures like, yo, chill out. Don't be the center of attention.
But academics were not mid.
Yeah, but okay, being excelling at academics
is mid.
Isn't it's kind of mid? Oh yeah.
Wait.
There's only a certain amount of subjects that are tight. You know what I mean?
What's a certain thing? So you're saying that's something like you put hours, like, you know, it's not like a phenomenon.
Yeah.
I think also, like, I think the reason why there's so much, like, trash, like, Asian art is because a lot of Asians support that. And right. only and the reason why they support it is because they can identify with it. They're like, this is tight.
Okay, but I got to disagree with you. I got to disagree with you because I think you're talking about Asian American art.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. No,
Asian Americans. AA batteries.
Well, my bad. You got to clarify these.
Right. My bad. No.
Asians are tight.
Asians are fucking tight.
Asians?
Are you kidding me?
Tight.
So you're Asians saying are tight. Asian American art is mid.
No, well, just saying.
Stand by it.
Yeah. No, I'm not just art, just like even general lifestyles. You know what I mean?
like a controversial.
No, because like the pinnacle of like a lot of Asian guys' dreams is to pop bottles and shit.
I keep saying, you know, you're saying there's a lot of basicness.
That's what I'm not truly hip hop, bro.
But let me.
Mid, bro.
You just literally called this guy who had King the most thrilling moment of his life popping bottles.
That shit was middle ground, bro.
That was his skydiving. That was his skydiving, bro. But let me. I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, like
I don't see it. And if anyone's offended, I don't think it's your fault. You know what I mean?
It's your parents' fault.
It's like even just general society telling you can't do this, do certain things,
right?
And you're not getting the exposure, or even, you know, having the inner, like, you know, because, you know, you complain about this too. Like, a lot of Asian kids that want to be artists or pursue, like, their dream, they're like, my parents are going to like it. And you're like, who gives a fuck?
They don't have enough of that rebelliousness.
Yeah.
I agree with that. I agree with that. Yeah. I do think that's something I usually hear, you know, and I'm not saying we're not saying everybody. Obviously, we have Asian American artists that we're fans of too.
Amazing.
Oh, no, there are so many. Yeah.
Yeah. But I think what we're saying is, like, generally there is a non, like, I'll see a lot of Asian kids like mad excited for this one like EDM festival. And that's like the event of the year for them, you know? And I get it. It's like it could be fun. I guess they're doing Molly.
All right. I'm not going to co-sign that. I don't know. I'm not going to shit on a whole genre.
Okay.
I'm fucking electronic music.
No, I do too. But what I'm saying is, it's like,
set your dreams higher. You know what I mean?
I think we could set the bar higher.
You know what though? I think in the last, even 5 years, 10 years, like, it's definitely gotten better. Like, yo, there's so many dope Asian American artists and shit now.
For sure.
Yeah, but that takes trailblazers, you know what I mean? Yeah. That takes like people who excite the new generation to be like, I wanna be like that.
Yeah.
I wanna make bugged out movies or make bugged out songs and you know, and I mean that's happening. It's like, you know, those Linda girls, you know, the lead singer is the daughter.
Oh, I love that. Yeah.
But the lead singer is the daughter of the creator of Giant Robot magazine.
Wow.
Early 90s, like, outcast punk, like,
that's crazy.
And by the way,
did you talk about Giant Robot on the pod yet?
No, I want to take time to shout that out because I've been telling everybody.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm a big fan of like Asian American history in music art. Like, check out Giant Robot PBS on YouTube, and it's an hour-long documentary.
It's not PBS.
It is PBS.
Is it?
Yeah, it's a PBS, you know,
produced. Was it KCET?
Same thing. KCET PBS.
It's PBS? It's
same thing.
Oh.
But yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. KCET is like the local PBS.
Oh. Yeah.
But go on. Can you just put that on the screen real quick?
Really.
No, you can do it on YouTube. I think you check it out on YouTube. So go to YouTube and type in Giant Robot and put in PBS. And if you aren't familiar, Giant Robot was like an Asian American zine that was published in the early 90s that covered so many topics early on.
I think they're a good example of like not what I was talking about. Like they, because
they were headphones off too, by the way.
They were so like unapologetically Asian, you know?
Yeah.
And they were like, yeah, being Asian is cool. Like that's what they thought, and that's why they made this shit, you know? That's what inspired them. And I think that most people didn't think they were cool. And then that kind of just, you know, gets passed down generation to generation. But there's a small sect of people like that, you know?
And I think what I think the biggest thing is like just having an alternate voice.
Yeah.
You know, like when they were doing their thing, there was probably other Asian voices, and they talk about it too. There was other magazines that were trying to do something, but it wasn't aligned with what they thought.
was cool.
Yeah, so I feel like we need more, you know, perspectives.
That's fucking sick.
I pitched an article. When I used to be a writer, a freelance writer, I pitched an article.
Giant Robot.
Yeah.
I talked to Eric of Giant Robot. Yeah. I'm trying to get him on the show.
Huge fan.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
So yeah, check out the documentary. It's amazing. A little piece of history for y'all right there.
Beautiful.
But should we take some calls? Let's take some calls.
Let's take some calls.
All right, I'll just listen to it for the. Oh yeah, we'll put it on. Fuck it. Who do we got?
Niceberg Slim. What's good?
Yeah, I don't have headphones, dude. Yeah,
you gotta turn these headphones down now. They're way too loud.
Right. Whatever. I can guess what they're talking about.
Yeah, we'll tell you whatever.
Okay, turn that's it down. Fine.
It's still kind of loud.
I don't want to hear them.
All right, there you go. Okay, cool. All right, here we go. Play it. What do we got?
Niceberg Slim.
What's good?
Slimmy.
Yo. Minority Report Chinese.
What's good, brother?
Oh, it's been a long time.
I know, man. Mr. Voice, what's good with you?
What's on your mind, bro?
Oh, I wanted to extend the mid-conversation.
Yeah, no. I would love to hear that. This is a good one. We got to expand on this one. Go. He wants to expand on the mid-conversation.
Okay.
Yo, wait. How come Rec doesn't have headphones? Is there a reason he can use them?
He just turned mine up all the way, and then we'll just...
take them away from that. I think I used them over there. All right, go ahead.
All right, so out of the four main groups in the U.S., black, white, Latinx, Asian, who is the most mid and who is the least mid?
I think Rec would say Asians are the most mid. Is that what you're saying?
I might have to say that. I might have to say it.
But what category of, like, art? What are you saying?
All in all?
I don't know, man. You know what the fuck I'm talking about. That's my answer.
Who's the least mid, then?
Who's the least mid?
Yeah.
I mean, that's either black or white, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I think just I'm talking about the pop culture that I kind of grew up with, I guess. And that's just biased because of obviously what we've been exposed to it on everything. They had a lead in a lot of shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But obviously, like, I grew up on a lot of black art. So I'm going to say, like, black people are the least mid.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I agree.
Yeah, man. They innovate. They fucking innovate. I mean, that's why there's so much, you know, appropriation talk, because they're pissed. Because they innovate and then they don't get the credit or they don't get the financially gain off of it. But yeah, I, you know, and what it goes back to what I was saying about, like, generationally, like, we haven't been, you know, encouraged to do these things. And that's why and exposed to a lot of things, like, yo, my musical knowledge is what I discovered. My parents didn't put me onto shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Aside from, like, piano music, which is ironic because that's all I listen to now. but yeah, like, we had to discover all these things on our own or, like, between our friends, and we didn't know shit, you know?
Right.
Yeah, I would say it's so crazy with, obviously, maybe us a little bit more because we grew up on hip-hop, that we were influenced by black culture. Yeah. But if you think about their influence on internet culture, it's, like, insane. You know what I mean? Like, speak like to me. No, I'm talking about everything with memes and everything. Like,
right.
Lot, like, 80-90% of that shit's, like, all black, bro.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
What do you mean you didn't know that? Like, you're not on the internet?
And white people too, though. You know what I mean? Both of them.
You're saying the memes is 80% from black people?
I feel like the internet is heavily influenced by black culture.
Yeah, well, white culture too, though.
You think so? I think it's almost, like, more black. What do you think?
I think internet's more Asian culture.
Nah. What?
Yeah.
It's generational. It's all even.
Oh shit! Put say in the mic.
I think it's even. Yeah.
I think
it's all even. Though. I think it's you're just maybe it's
you're underexposed
because you're just in more of that.
I think it's majority white people writing essays on Reddit. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Yeah.
But, and they're funny as fuck.
But can we agree that lip syncing and dancing, a lot of it, is majority black culture?
Like, yeah, TikTok, of course. Yeah, yeah.
I'm talking TikTok. Yeah.
Absolutely.
I'm talking TikTok.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of that lip syncing.
I was thinking more. I was thinking more literary in the memes.
Yeah.
Because when we're talking about internet, we're talking about memes.
Okay, memes, maybe it's more like, because there's also other, you know, Asian memes or whatnot. But I feel like even some of the language memes come from like black culture.
Yeah, when okay, so even with like Asians, right, it's since we grew up with anime, our anime taste level is amazing.
Yeah.
Okay? Like when I hear like a non-Asian talk about anime, I'll be like, let me wait.
Turn down him on my headphones. Like he's really loud on my headphones, or his mic. I don't know what it is, but can I say anime memes is kind of where like Asians and blacks collaborate on the internet.
It's like that fucking
on the internet. Yeah. That's like where we collaborate. It's
that,
like,
that means
sounds good. Sounds good, Tony.
Meme captions, anime. That's who we collaborate.
Yo,
I don't know. I'm not saying like I think it's just too. That's a big statement to say, you know, Asians are mid or whatnot.
Yeah, you know what's been bothering me this whole pod? You have this one curl in your hair.
Yeah.
Have you seen it? You look like
I've been peeping it.
What's the Teletubby?
Oh, really?
Yeah, you have like a circle above your head.
Dude, coming from you, dude. Come on. Dude. He looks like a Teletubby.
I know. I look,
what the fuck?
I look, dude, look like a fucking.
I know. Oh, I look like a Teletubby. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, thanks for calling in, though, Niceberg.
What is your opinion?
So I'm kind of in the middle because one,
you're in the mid, huh?
I'm part of the youth culture, and like I have like I'm on the internet a lot, I watch a lot of YouTube, Instagram, stuff like that. So I watch a lot of this memes or reels or like videos I watch is all driven by people of color, like usually black or Asian.
Yeah,
but I've also acknowledged the culture of the past, like stuff from like '80s and '90s, the early 2000s, in terms of like movies, music, fashion, things like that. So I know a lot of older like pop culture references. So like I'm kind of influenced by both. So like I make references to each one, depending on who I'm talking to. So like I would say that. Depends on which generation you're talking about. So if you talk about like, I think people above the age of like 45, 50, they would probably say that if they were being honest, they would say white culture or white people are the least mid. But then if you talk about people under the age of like 40 or like 35, 40, they would probably say black culture is the least mid. It's off like music, movies, or fashion. Athletics, things like that. So like,
yeah, because the white culture was dominating before.
Yeah,
it was like a head start, head start thing.
Yeah.
So like, but, at the end of the day, if anyone gets offended by anything I'm saying, like the Asians, it's just a fact. The matter, like, yo, we don't have to stay in this position. Nah, at least in my mind,
yeah.
I think we'll
catching up,
bro. Like even Everything Everywhere All at Once. That's like a good example of us fucking
buying,
like being it. Having the fucking movie of the year. I'll Twice. Say it's the movie of the year.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. Oh, yeah. And yeah,
you think they're gonna win movie of the year?
Movie and TV show.
They should. We all know it.
Okay.
You know.
All right. Yeah, for sure.
All right. Well, thanks for calling, bro. We're gonna go into the next call. We got Darwol. What's up,
Darwol?
Darwol, what's good?
Darwol, hey. One. What's up, bro?
Yeah. Hey.
Just finished eating my wrappers.
Yeah.
Some cereal or what?
Did you start at the cock or the?
Yeah, I had it with yogurt. high protein, you know?
What's on your mind, bro?
So I'm curious if, because I know you guys go karaoke often.
Yeah, who said that? No, we don't.
No, I saw on your story like a few weeks ago, man.
Okay.
You and Rick.
Damn it.
Yeah, but what about it?
So if you guys saw like your homie's song on in the list,
yeah,
would you guys choose a song?
Absolutely.
Probably not. To roast them, yeah.
Yeah, to roast for sure.
Like if I saw Are We There Yet in karaoke, I would absolutely sing that. I went, hey mama, are we there yet? I got drunk and shit. I would love to sing that in karaoke.
That would be my worst nightmare.
Like, yo, dumb, are we there yet?
I'd be like, okay.
You know, now that I think about it, I think we only have like 20 songs in our list when we go to karaoke. We always sing the same thing.
You know what we do? We do that sometimes when we go with like Kev or something.
Yeah.
Who's from Far East Movie.
Oh, yeah.
And we'll always put on like a G6.
Yeah.
That's kind of a fun little thing to do, though.
For sure.
You know?
That one time when they actually did do it, it was great.
It was kind of cool. It was a cool little moment.
It was a cool little moment.
Yeah.
For sure.
All right. Great question,
buddy. I would love for my music to be in the karaoke, man. That's hella bread. Too,
you get a lot of money for that?
I don't think so.
No, they get paid out.
It's not a lot, bro. Trust me. Let's talk to Mexican Hanu. What's up?
Okay.
Hanu, what's good, bro?
Hey, well, how's it going?
What's up? Is Hanu like beef?
Yeah.
Okay. What's up?
Got a question for you. When it gets cold, when your hands, at least, where do you put them first? Between your crotch or like between your armpits?
Put what?
If you're when you get cold, where do you put your hands first? Do you do one of these? Or do you put it in your crotch?
I put it in my under my armpits.
You put it under your armpits?
Yeah.
Yeah, you've been doing that a lot. You've been, you know, walking like this.
I think the older you get, you don't do this either.
Yeah.
I don't do either. I've
been getting really ashamed of myself always folding my arms.
Yeah.
Because
you're becoming a cold
dead,
bro.
Because I associate it with like getting older.
Right.
You know, like I'm mad at the world. I do it in like the happiest places. Right. I'm at like a picnic, you know, with my family, and I'm like this. And I'm like, what the fuck am I doing?
This also is weight distribution. You know, it's weird. Like when you cross your arms, making you're kind of resting it.
It's making it weird.
No, I'm being serious. Strange, you're resting individual. It on your thing.
It's our friend. That's your friend.
That's your friend.
Come on, dude. There's weight distribution.
You've known him longer.
Chat.
He's been in your coach.
Come on.
No, you know him longer. Just...
Somebody pick me.
I do feel weirdo. Like maybe I think as I gotten older,
yeah,
I get it's like I don't know what to do with my hands. No
yeah.
More. You know.
Oh, you know what? Okay, someone just said that my hands are always warm. Like, my hands are always warm. I have, like, really warm hands.
Mm. My feet always get cold.
You want me to hold your feet?
Your feet always get cold?
And then I do the Indian stance where I put my feet right here.
Ew, dude. In the pit?
Oh, he likes touching feet.
No, I don't, man.
What do you call this, the leg pit? Is this the leg pit?
I don't know.
What is this?
I don't know.
What's behind the kneecap?
What do you need to... Why do you need to
Because technically that would be the knee pit, right?
The knee pit, the armpit. The leg pit.
What is the space behind?
What do you call it?
Is there a name for it? No.
Never
mind.
Yeah, you made it weird too,
Tony.
That's your producer.
That's not my producer.
That's your producer.
That's your friend.
That's your producer.
Come on, man. You've known him longer.
All right. Hell yeah,
all
right, dude.
Well, all right. Is that it? That's on your mind?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. I appreciate the call,
bro. We got any more callers before we wrap things up? Cam. All right, put them on. Cam.
Korea mid.
Oh,
what's up, man?
Shut up, bro.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Rick, so you were talking about Japan, but was there a certain area of Japan that you wanted to go to in particular when you go there?
You know, probably where, you know, all that otaku shit is at. But I think I just want to go in general, man. Like, I want to go. Like, is Jiro still alive?
The sushi dude?
Yeah,
I think he is. Yeah, I feel like if he died, that would have been like
huge.
A tweet.
Yeah,
that would have been a tweet. It would have been huge. It would have been a tweet.
Yeah, I just want to, you know, just want to experience it. The same way, you know, I went to Korea and I just did a whole lot of random shit. I went to a mountain. I ate a lot of random food. I went, checked out, like, you know, fashion.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I mean, because I asked because definitely I would recommend, like, when you go to Japan, like, if you can, try to go outside of Tokyo too, you know, to, like, the other prefectures and... Tokyo is like the metro, right? But I feel like once you get out of that, like kind of like how you guys were talking about, like, mid, you know, the mid stuff.
Mm.
The Japanese people, Tokyo is actually, like, I know this might be controversial to some people, but they're, like, considered the mid people in terms of, like, culture, food.
Oh, really?
Even just, like, their swagger and just kind of their personality. Like, they're like the biggest place, but they're like least personality.
Mm. So it's like Japan's Manhattan, pretty much.
Yeah, exactly. Pretty much.
Is, like, is Manhattan considered mid of like New York?
When it comes certain to like parts, food and like stuff, if you go to, it's like touristy. It's like Vegas. The
if you go to Times Square, like, you know, it's corny.
Yeah, it wouldn't be like like go, Brooklyn or Queens or
you know?
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
I kind of makes sense. I want to, you know, I want to go all over.
I mean, I think that happens because it becomes touristy, you know, and it becomes I want to take that bullet train, dude. Visitors. Oh yeah, for sure. I want to definitely visit Yokohama.
I want to do an obligatory beach episode. It's like anime. Every anime has a fucking beach episode for no reason.
I was like, what is he talking about?
Yeah.
All right.
All right, thanks. Well, thanks for calling in, bro. All right.
Is that it? Okay, man. What a great episode. We're going to wrap things up.
Yes, sir.
I want to thank my special guest, Rex Dizzy.
Hey.
We're also going to be doing a live this Friday, randomly. Hans Kim from Kill Tony, stand-up comedian, hilarious.
Let's go.
We'll be hopping on the show. So tune in for that. Rick Lee.
Yes, sir.
Sorry for kind of, you know.
Oh, I loved it, dude. I loved it.
The hell was that? Why was that so zesty?
Oh, I loved it.
Why was that so zesty?
Because I was lying.
That was really zesty, man.
No, it was great, man.
Really, I enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was awesome.
I was like literally just a member of the audience for like,
and you know, and Rex shared a very controversial statement that went against Asian excellence.
Took us back a few.
Yeah. But it was actually a good conversation, and I want to hear people's thoughts on it. You can comment underneath,
please.
You know, keep the dialogue going. Obviously, it's more like a kind of a vague statement, but you know what we mean. You know?
I am so far from being a self-hating Asian. If anybody tries to do that,
you know they're gonna try to do some shit like
that. I love being Asian, dude.
This motherfucker's Asian as fuck.
Come what may.
Yeah. we hate ourselves, but not our Asian self. Just remember that. let you know that. That's one of the parts I like about myself. Yeah. Everything else, like, hey. But Tony K on the decks, thanks for tuning in.
Yes,
and
sir.
See you on next episode of Fun with Dom. Peace.